Welcome to the Don't Call Me Midlife podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Alex. We're your coffee-addicted, wine-loving, Amazon-obsessed mom squad.
Think of us as your new besties, but with a podcast. And just like you, we're navigating the Google-defined chaos of midlife while wrangling a pack of boys.
But here's the twist. We're more than just moms and wives. We're on a mission to reclaim our identities beyond motherhood, and we're bringing you along for the wild ride.
Now, we don't pretend to have all the answers to life's mysteries, but we're so good at learning and laughing our way through them.
So whether you're sipping from your trusty Stanley, indulging in an oat milk latte from Starbucks, or raising a glass of Whispering Angel, get ready to hang with us.
Together, we'll keep it real, have some laughs, and remind you that this crazy journey called life is one adventure worth sharing.
Today, we have a really special Modern Mom date. We have two fabulous ladies from Green Compass, which is a hemp wellness company, intentional wellness, and we are going to talk all about the healing properties and calming properties of hemp. What's the difference between THC, CBD, all those myths debunked? Are you excited, Nicole?
Debunked. Yes. I'm actually really curious because I know nothing about CBD. I've never tried it. I've heard a lot about it. I've heard the myths. Now, I don't believe it's that, you know, you take CBD and you're going to get high, but I would like to learn more and find something that I can incorporate into my wellness journey.
All right. Well, this is a clean organic product. It is going to be a great discussion. So let's dive in. We have a really good modern mom date today. We have two hemp wellness experts. So we're going to talk about all the things today. And you do not want to miss this episode. You may want to actually take notes. We're a big fan of notes, right, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Starting out, what is in your cup today, Nicole?
I have some bone broth. So trying to get my protein in.
What brand?
Had some water and coffee. This is from Chroma. Have you heard of it?
No, I don't know that.
It's a wellness brand. I don't know. I saw somebody drinking it. It's really good. And it has collagen in it. So,
all right.
Get everything in there while I can. So
you're so healthy today. You're so healthy. Hopefully we'll talk about collagen later and the importance of it, right? For us midlife ladies.
Yes, yes.
Today I'm very boring. I've got I think it's my third cup of coffee. Maybe fourth, I'm not going to lie.
But my
cups are really small and I have that low acid coffee. So I'm switching over to that Purity brand or Life Boost, right? I do have water with electrolytes in it too. So I'm prepared. Okay. I'm double fisting today. Deb, what's in your cup? I hope something interesting.
Always. actually, I have my gigantic Owala. Do you guys have this water bottle yet? I love it. It's my favorite because you have it has the two holes so you could suck it like a straw or gulp it. Like, it's awesome.
Wait, what's it called? Owala?
Owala. You could see that. Yep.
Is that the new Stanley, Deb? It better not replace Stanley.
It's the midlife Stanley.
It's really good when you're working out because you can chug your water.
Yes.
And
wine,
I do
too.
I had one.
Chug wine. Oh, I like that. Oh, good.
But anyway, speaking of collagen, I have collagen in here, Green Compass collagen, and I mix it usually with some sort of little fruit drink. I tend to put those buys. I brought it here just to show you guys, actually, which has an antioxidant in it. And I mix it with some water and froth it and good to go. Get my collagen in for the day.
Amazing. Is your collagen flavored?
It is. It's like a lemon lime flavor.
Okay.
And it's just a little hint.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. We call it our, it's also great for mocktails. Ooh. Like if you want to make a margarita mocktail.
Uh-huh. Yes. Or a cocktail. In the evening.
Or a cocktail.
Yes.
Put it in your water bottle, like Deb said. I love
balance. It's all about balance.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts I have to say about our modern mom dates is I learn about all these new drinks because we have never had someone say the same drink, right? Nicole, you and I have boring drinks. No. I know what you drink. You know what I drink.
I have the same drink all the time.
In your mug. So I love that. Putting collagen in there. That sounds awesome. Katya, what is in your cup?
you know, same thing. I have our lemon lime collagen because I like it. We actually have it unflavored as well. So sometimes I'll put it in the coffee, but I love it because it has CBG in it, which is another cannabinoid, which we'll get into. And it's really good for women's health, for mood boosting. So I make sure that I drink it. It also helps with digestion. So, and it gets an extra 7 grams of protein into my system.
Okay. Well, we like all those things, right, Nicole? That sounds good.
Yes. I've never heard of CBG. I can't wait to learn all the things, ladies, because I literally know nothing. So I'm so
glad
you're
not alone. So we're happy to be here.
Yeah.
So we're going to dumb it down a little bit, right, for everybody. And Deb and Katya, they have products with Green Compass. So can you tell us, it's they're hemp-based products. Is that right? Is that how you would word it properly?
Correct. Yep.
Can you just debunk the sort of some of the myths? I love that word, debunk. Between THC, CBD, you know, some of these things that people don't know about. Like if I take CBD, am I going to be like high or what, you know, what is a, can you just talk to us a little bit about the difference of all of this?
Yeah. Deb, do you want me to take this one?
Yep, definitely.
Okay. So we hear that a lot. And I've been in this industry for 2 years now. And I will tell you, like, I didn't really understand either. And that's what gets me really excited to show this information, because it's a story that needs to be told, because a lot of people just don't know. So you will not have any psychoactive effects. So you will not get high off of any of our products. And you know, people are like, what's the difference between marijuana? What's the difference between hemp? So I like to break it down into like cannabis is like, people have heard of cannabis. That's the species, similar to the citrus family, for example. And then you have the hemp plant, which you can, you know, think of as like a lemon. And then you have the marijuana plant, a different plant that you can think of like an orange. So it's like a lemon versus an orange. They're two separate plants. And what makes them so different is that marijuana has a high concentration of THC and a low concentration of CBD. And the hemp plant has a very high concentration of CBD and other cannabinoids. These are compounds that like CBG and CBN that target specific ailments. And a low concentration of THC, actually trace amounts, the legal amount. So it will not get you high. And a lot of our products don't even, we even take out the THC. So they won't even have THC if you're THC sensitive or, you know, get tested for work because it could come up on a drug test. However, again, just to make it super duper clear, you will not get high. So that's sort of
so. Is that a good or a bad thing? I don't know.
Well, right. So I know it depends, right? You know. And it's so funny because people that are consuming THC are getting it at the dispensary right now. You know, they're using it to relieve some of the same ailments that we hear about all the time, like sleep, pain, anxious feelings. Right? Those are the biggies, and they'll consume THC for that purpose because they heard that it could help, but they don't want to have the psychoactive effects anymore. You know, they don't want to be high during the day, right? Just to relieve sleep issues or mood imbalances or what have you. So that's where they can turn to hemp-based wellness and get all the benefits and more. It's actually proven that it's more beneficial when you use a hemp-based wellness product versus a THC marijuana-specific product.
Oh, wow. And I can attest to this. I do take the gummies that they offer in the, that they sell in the morning and night, and I am not high during the day.
Yeah, you can operate a vehicle. Like
you can manage your life.
Did you guys know that we actually, so we have this endocannabinoid system. Have you ever heard of that system? Many people haven't, but have you guys?
I can't even say that word, Katya.
I know, right? What? Endocannabinoid.
Never use that word in my life.
So it's basically a system in our bodies that runs all of our major processes, brain, lungs, vascular system, muscles, gastrointestinal tract. I mean, all the things that we're facing in midlife that just aren't working optimally anymore, right? So what happens is we actually produce endocannabinoids naturally in our bodies. but we can't replenish them quick enough. So think of it as like a vitamin D deficiency or the collagen that we're taking. So we're trying to replenish our system and our body to bring us back into that balance or homeostasis. Right. And so when you take a hemp wellness product like ours, you're actually putting back in what you're deficient of. So that's why you're sleeping better, or you notice that your pain is lessened or your mood is improved. That's the cool science-y geek out part of this whole thing.
So what are we deficient in then? Are we deficient in hemp?
You're deficient in endocannabinoids. So, okay. Yeah, so hemp, like CBD is a cannabinoid, right? There's 140 different ones, CBN, CBG, and it has a similar molecular structure to the endocannabinoids we already produce in our bodies. So when you're taking a hemp wellness supplement, like you just shared, you're taking a gummy daily, you are actually replenishing your receptors in your body that are depleted, and they're filling back up and you're feeling better.
So are we depleted because of age, or is it due to stress, or is it due, what is the depletion due to? Because I know, you know, right now in hormone, I mean, in midlife, our hormones are all wacky too, right? So I'm sure this has a lot to do with hormone health, but what is it that, why are we being depleted just as women in midlife?
It's everybody, but in particular for women, I see it being with it's the stress component. It's we just can't replenish our bodies quick enough with the endocannabinoids that we already produce. Like we're just not making it because we're functioning at such a different level, spinning all the plates that we spin on a daily basis.
So like what age do people start? Because you probably don't target children.
We do actually.
I didn't know. I thought, well, this may be another myth to debunk, but I thought children couldn't take CBD.
No, they absolutely can. Okay. Deb, do you want to take this one and explain?
Sure. Yep. They absolutely can. In fact, our sleep gummy is used by a lot of children in place of melatonin. The kids can take, just start with a half a dose and see how that works, and they can build up to, you know, one full gummy. But it's a great safe alternative to melatonin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also some people are having their kids try it for anxiety, and that's been starting to be proven that it's working really, really well to get them off some of the meds that they've been prescribed, and to have this replace them and help in a, you know, a much healthier way.
Yeah, we've had a lot of testimonials where, you know, there was a diagnosis of ADHD in a child and the parent didn't want to put them on prescriptions or rush to go that route. So they came to us. And as I mentioned, we have some products where we remove even the trace amount of THC. So and that's in our broad spectrum jellies, for example. And so they can start on a half a dose of that. And we've had testimonials saying that the 7-year-old said to the mom, "Wow, I feel like I have a seatbelt for my brain." That's powerful stuff. And then if you don't, we've also had another testimonial where a client shared that she didn't tell the teacher that she put her young daughter on a CBD regimen. And 2 weeks later, they were like, what's going on with little Sarah? That's not her real name. Mm-hmm. And like, she's a totally different person, focused and attentive. And they just saw such a change in behavior. It's really amazing. So it's just a holistic approach to try this first before you maybe rush to, you know, the Western medicine offering, which isn't bad. Obviously there's a time and a place for that too. But, you know, I think we're in this moment in time where, especially post COVID, where people are really going in this holistic route. And there's, you know, again, as I just described, it's already something that you produce. So you just think of it as a vitamin D or a vitamin C that you're taking on the daily. It's the same thing.
I think everyone needs to know about this. I mean, this is pretty amazing. So, what are the people that come to you when you're saying like with ailments or, you know, the problems that they have, what are, particularly for midlife ladies, what are these people coming to you with problems that you've seen solve? Like sort of like the child with the attention. What are the majority of the issues that the women have?
I would say sleep, pain, anxiety,
What about libido?
Libido, immunity.
You'd be surprised how often we get that.
Listen, it is what it is.
It's legit. It's a legit problem.
Yeah.
Menopause. I mean, that is like the hot word right now, right? That's where we are.
We've had people before
let's call a spade a spade.
Before they go on HRT, try this for hot flashes or any of the imbalances that they're experiencing. And we've actually seen huge success in our, both our collagen is a great option as well as our CBD tinctures and gummies. And so that's always an amazing testimonial when we get, and they're like, I haven't had a hot flash since using these products.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm not there yet, but
that's a
hopefully
huge testimonial.
Won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is your product at Green Compass? I guess one is clean and different than, so I feel like also trending perimenopause, but also hemp product, hemp wellness overall. So can you talk a little bit about your company, about how your products are, I don't know, safer, cleaner, I don't know what the right terminology would be, and why you'd recommend these products?
First, the debunking is really showing people that this is a safe alternative and everyone should use it. But unfortunately, what's happened so far is there are a lot of bad players out there, right? Like, you don't want to be buying CBD out of the gas station, or quite frankly, even out of a dispensary. Like, you don't know what's in there. And the hemp plant is actually used as a trash plant. So a lot of countries will use, third world countries will use it to clean up their air, their soil, pollution. And then they'll ship that hemp. I know this is crazy, you guys. I'm gonna blow your minds right now. They ship that plant to the U.S. and it gets manufactured in the U.S. and then put out on the shelves. You really don't want to be ingesting a product by a third world country that's using it to clean up their air, soil, etc. So that's why it's hugely important that your hemp-based wellness products are USDA organic certified. That's the first thing you want to make sure, that there's that little label on the product. The number two that you'd want to do, that's very hard to do right now, is vertical integration, meaning that the company that you are purchasing from owns their own farm. So they're overseeing the entire process. And we have five founders, and two of those founders are sixth generation USDA organic certified farmers that were part of the hemp pilot program. So what's cool about that is that, you know, we are pesticide free. We, oversee the entire process. It gets small batch extracted, CO2 extraction. That's the third thing that's really important, because it's the cleanest way. A lot of companies will use ethanol or butane, and those solvents end up in your final product. And the other most important thing is traceability and transparency, right? So we actually have a QR code on every jar and bottle and package that we ship out. And when you scan that, you have third-party certificate of analysis that shows you what's in it, what's not, heavy metal tested. So we're doing it in the right way. And a lot of companies out there right now are doing maybe a piece of the pie, but not everything that we just touched upon.
And how old is the company, Katya?
5 years. Yep.
5 years. Wow. So you're like pulling back the curtain, showing all your cards, right?
Yes.
Where these other companies are not. And
exactly.
So if you take a bad CBD, like some of those that you're talking about are coming from air pollution, like what would happen to you?
Nothing really, unless you got like blood work done, right? Like, but I have had.
But you're not getting the benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do we hear
down
all the time?
It also could build. I mean, you're putting toxins in your body, right? So.
Right.
And then we hear
maybe
sometimes.
Nothing happens that day, but.
Yeah. It's just like similar like anything else. You want to just be, you know, keep an open mind and try and do the best you can to minimize your toxic load. And definitely this is an area that you can easily do that with, as long as you know what to look out for. But we hear all the time where people say, I've tried CBD and it didn't work. And that's probably because it wasn't clean, or it wasn't CBD, because it's unregulated right now. It's the wild, wild west out there. So we're really trying to help put in place some regulation as well, so that, you know, when people want to use this as a solution, you know, they have options. And right now they just don't have very many.
I love the comparison I heard too of, like, you know, if you go and you buy like an organic piece of meat, right? It's very different than if you're buying like a hot dog from you know, off the streets or whatever, right? And so the hot dog gets all those parts thrown of the animals thrown into it, right? And you don't know what you're getting. And you don't know if you're eating hoofs and things.
Right.
Versus if you know where you're getting that piece of meat from and what farm it's coming from and that hasn't had antibiotics, like it's kind of the difference there.
Right. And that goes into the wellness part. I have a question. If you take it, does it go when you ingest CBD, does it go in and out of your body or do you build a tolerance to it right over time? How does it work? Because I know some medicines have different things, but what is it in and out or does it build over time? How does that work?
It's in and out. You really don't, it's not addictive. You don't build a tolerance, like back to the melatonin example. You know, we've heard people saying like, well, I have to take more melatonin to get the same effects. And it's not like that at all here. You do have to sort of fine tune. Everybody is bio-individual in the way that they absorb it. You know, maybe they're not as deficient as somebody else. So it doesn't go by size necessarily. So that's what's really cool about working with someone who is a Green Compass wellness expert, because hemp wellness expert, we can sort of navigate that with you, because we'll hear people say like, oh, you know, maybe they got a little tired off trying the product. And it's like, well, you might have flooded your system. Like, let's scale back. But oftentimes we just hear really great feedback of like, oh, just from that one, you know, jelly, I've already felt like calm and focused. Like, could that happen? Or is it a placebo? And we're like, no, it's really working. It integrates that quickly into your system.
Amazing. Are there any... I'm not sure if you can answer this, but are there any medications that you, like, you can't mix with? Like,
the only one,
seizure medication or, I don't know, a thinner? Grabbing things.
No, yeah, you're so right.
Yeah. You can have grapefruit with a lot of medicines.
That's so true. I've heard that too. We always say consult your doctor, and we have a lot of Western medicine physicians, you know, neurologists, nurse practitioners that integrate Green Compass because they've wanted to offer their patients a solution and they haven't felt comfortable yet. And Green Compass is the only brand that they trust. So now they've incorporated just our products into their offerings because it's a good option, especially when you're talking about seizures, for example. If you guys haven't seen it, CBD Nation is a great documentary talking about, you know, the benefits of the hemp plant. And then the only one that we also just sort of knowing, typically the short answer is no, but if you are someone that takes blood pressure medication, that would be the only one that I would especially want to consult your doctor about, making sure that it's okay. But my mom's on high blood pressure medication and she takes these and she loves it. So
yeah, I think people coming to you, even though maybe they're not diagnosed with anxiety, someone, you know, like myself, it's like you described, you know, and I have to say, I was like a little apprehensive. I was like, I do not want to be different. I don't want to like be a zombie. Right. I mean, all these things, right? It's like the debunking myths, whatever. But I trust Deb and I did trust Deb and I started taking it, you know, religiously. It's part of my morning routine. And it just sort of sets you up for success, if I can describe it that way. Like, it just takes the edge off and makes you feel like, I got this, right? Whether you have a crazy day or not. Is that what your clients are saying? Is that right?
Absolutely, right, Deb? I hear that a lot.
Yep.
We say it's the
definitely.
Lack of.
I feel like I take the afternoon one, Alex. I'm not sure when you take it, but I take it right before those kiddos come home.
Yeah.
You know, just calm and ready for the afternoon.
Okay. So I have never taken CBD. I love all this information. I feel far more educated than when we started. And I feel like some of our listeners will also. So where is a good place to start? Because I'm looking at your website and you have a lot of amazing products. So, I mean, obviously I know what collagen is, but I hear you guys talking about gummies and time of day. I don't know, like where would I start?
So
it's all individual
it's nice.
Based, but yeah.
It is. It's great. They actually have a really great beginner package. And it's called Balance and Restore. And basically it's six of our best-selling products, the ones that are most popular. And you can basically buy one, get one free of that six. And a lot of people start there. You can choose how you want to take your hemp. So there's tinctures or jellies. which give you the same effect. Mm-hmm. It's just how, you know, which way you'd rather take it. And there's ones
what
that are more.
What was the first one? I'm sorry.
What's a tincture?
Okay, good question.
That sounds sort of, I don't know how that sounds.
Sounds a little invasive.
It's just a liquid version. And you just put a dropper under your tongue.
So it's like, okay, so for people that can't see this and aren't watching this on YouTube, it's like a little jar with a...
like an oil.
A dropper.
Edible.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. So you put that under your tongue or something?
Yep. You put it under your tongue so that it just absorbs really quickly into the body and into the bloodstream. Yep. So you could do that, or you could do a gummy. It's just sort of the way that you prefer to take it.
Yeah. Whichever way you'll be more consistent is the way that you should consume it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you can mix and match. So you could say, I really want to take the tincture in the morning because I'm just too busy and I want to keep it in my purse and whatever. And you could take the gummy in the afternoon if you like to sort of have it as like a treat or, you know, your full afternoon.
I find that it curbs my appetite when I have it in the evening too. Like after a meal, it's like, oh, that's my dessert. And I feel relaxed.
And collagen is also part of that set. So if you wanted to start with a gummy and a bag of collagen, you could do that. But it's a great way to get started because you could pick two for $99, which is nice. And I would also say that, you know, another way that people like to get started is just by finding like a specific area that they want to work on. So they might want to start with a basic balance and restore, but add, you know, if sleep is a big issue. My husband absolutely loves the melatonin and he was a hard sell at first on trying anything. And we actually just traveled and that was in his little man kit that he brought. He was like, I'm not leaving home without this.
The sleep gummies.
He'd been taking melatonin for years and had started to have to build up, was taking two, was taking three. And so he just takes one of these and he's sleeping like awesome. So, you know, if there's something like sleep or we have like a wonderful pain cream that all my tennis friends love. So if there's something that you're specifically trying to help, you might want to look at those on the website as well.
Can you take too much CBD? Like what would be someone's normal regime? Like I take one in the morning and then one at night. Could someone just ingest too much?
You can't overdose on CBD. It's kind of like when you take too much vitamin C, it just goes through your body and it doesn't absorb.
Okay. I will say those sleep gummies do make you tired because I even took these on vacation and I had to text Deb because I didn't say which was the morning and which was the night. And I wanted to make sure I did not get tired in the morning. It's like, you know, so, you know, you have to differentiate them a little bit.
It sounds like a really good option for healthcare workers, you know, because my husband is in healthcare and sometimes he works, you know, overnight. And when he comes home, he doesn't like to take melatonin. It gives him like bad dreams and makes him feel groggy. So this, maybe I'll introduce this to him, but it sounds like something, you know, for somebody that doesn't have like regular sleep, like wake cycle.
We actually just had a wonderful call for health workers on how they can have this as a tool in their kit for people who would rather take a more holistic approach to their medicine.
Yeah. How long does it stay in your system? Like if you're taking one at night, you know, because I do feel like I remember now that you're saying, Nicole, like I remember taking melatonin and I did feel groggy and I had like nightmares. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way with this.
Like
if you're going to get like 6 hours of sleep, or do you say, I don't know if that's a thing. If you say you need to get at least 6 hours of sleep, if you're going to take the nighttime, you know, gummy, or is that what you tell people?
So it stays in your system about 24 hours. Well, depends. It can be 10 to 24 hours, but it doesn't. So it's not going to. But again, it's more the lack of. So like if you take, you know, a sleep gummy at night, just because it lasts doesn't mean that in the morning you're going to still feel tired. It's going to go into the
like
place that it needs to go. Yeah. It's basically So you wouldn't feel it the next day necessarily.
Right. You're not going to feel tired for 24 hours.
No.
Deb, you touched on a little bit about the pain. What sort of pain, Like, is it a lotion that goes on people with the pain, or what do people come to you for pain? Because there's a lot of pain in midlife, right? And so what in particular?
Hip flexor pain today.
There's a lot. I have a lot of pain. So what in particular does the pain help with? And is it one of those things where it sort of seeps into your, you know, through your skin, like a magnesium? Like how does the pain lotion work?
Yeah, good question. So there's a couple different options. My personal favorite is just a lotion. So I use it like a topical, kind of like you would like a Bengay or something like that, Icy Hot. But it's phenomenal. In fact, a bar studio in my town started carrying it, and people come out of the bar class and are like rubbing it on themselves. But I've used it for tennis elbow. I use it sometimes like on my back, all those different areas. And a lot of tennis people that use it for their knees and use it for their elbows and things like that. We also make it in a roll-on. So if you'd rather have the roll-on version instead of the cream, you can do that. And then, you know, we also have CBDA, which can help with pain. And that is a tincture. So that's the oil that you take orally. And it actually works kind of like an Advil. And so it's really wonderful. You could use it with kids can take it. Anyone can take it. And it helps just sort of find that part of that endocannabinoid system that needs to manage the pain that you're feeling. Yeah.
Inflammation, it's really good for inflammation. And just going back to the pain roller, I just had someone tell me that they roll it on the back of their neck when they're getting a headache, and it actually relieves the tension.
I was just going to ask. Yeah.
A headache. And same with that CBDA that Deb mentioned, and is a really great tool as like a spot treatment. You can, you know, take that when you feel a headache coming on or a migraine. It can work really beautifully as an NSAID, like she said.
Have you ever seen anyone have any like adverse effects to it? Is there anyone that shouldn't be taking this? Because I had a friend who says like CBD makes her crazy, right?
No.
And that's not
maybe
true.
Maybe she's taking the third world country CBD stuff.
That's not CBD. Nope.
I have a friend also who said the exact same thing. And she, I made her take it. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, I don't know what you were taking before.
Maybe they took an edible thinking it was CBD.
I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is a silly question, but can you, it's because I don't know, if you, can you take CBD if you're drinking alcohol? Like if you have, you know, I know we had someone on the podcast talking about, you know, sober curiosity, right? And we were talking about sort of this trend of, you know, people not drinking in midlife because we get like super hungover. Mm-hmm. And so I see a lot more people taking real gummies, right? But if someone is drinking, say, a glass of wine, should they take CBD or is that a no-no? I don't know. Like
they
about that.
Totally can. And actually, they're probably not going to get as drunk or as hungover because it actually blocks some of the receptors in your system. Uh-huh. So we have a lot of people that are sober curious or just sober in general using these products because it just helps with, you know, gives them, it balances them out. So they don't have the desire necessarily to reach for that glass of wine or the edible. And so, so if you're someone who consumes THC pretty regularly, you won't get as high if you're consuming CBD regularly too. Like it won't have the same effects. Mm-hmm. So that could be a good or a bad thing depending on who you talk to, but
depending on who you're talking to. I love how you ladies in this company are sort of changing this landscape of more holistic wellness. Right. And we live in this culture where we are like, you know, people are grabbing this mommy culture of grabbing a glass of wine or whatever. And maybe this is a like better alternative. But also what I love that you're doing is empowering, I'll say ladies, because that's who we're talking to, with the tools to not take no for an answer. And I am a huge fan of this, right? Like when you go to the doctor and you're having a pain or you're having anxiety, like, listen, ladies, that's not normal. Like you don't have to live that way, right? And you are saying no, listen to your body, get some help. Intentional wellness is one of my favorite words ever.
I love that.
And I think you are really educating women on that. Guess what? No matter what age you are, you can feel good, right? There are solutions out there that are healthy, that are not like taking a shot, that are not, you know. So Nicole and I appreciate you for spreading the word about this, because this is something I think everyone needs to know about, this sort of holistic hemp wellness. I think it's really, really important.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you.
This generation is just information seeking. And I think this podcast has been really informative, and I think I'm gonna start on things. Yeah, no, it has, especially for me, because I literally knew nothing about it. I didn't believe that, you know, THC and CBD were the same thing. I know it's out there, but I do have a couple questions on a couple of your products. I'm just looking at your website, and the digestive health, because I know that can slow down in midlife. Are we talking about overall, like heartburn? Are we talking about, you know,
metabolism, heartburn, yeah, all the things.
Okay. Is that a powder? Oh no, it's a jelly. Okay. Is that a daily?
Yep. It can be. Yeah. Most people take it daily. It's really good for, yeah, building up, you know, working on your metabolism, because we all know in midlife it starts to slow down. Just another testimonial, one of my clients had really bad heartburn, and I started having her take it after dinner, and her heartburn and acid reflux have totally gone away. Like, stop.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
So that does not have CBD in it.
Can you take this when you're pregnant? Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So that's fine. In terms of pregnancy, we get that asked, you know, people ask us a lot about that. And again, it's consult your doctor, but you are, most doctors will say, of course, it's better than taking an ibuprofen or a Zofran if you're feeling nauseous, or, you know, it's better than being anxious when you are pregnant, like if this is going to support your system. So most medical professionals don't have a problem with it, but we always do say, talk to you, consult your doctor. We have a lot of midwives that will recommend it too. So,
okay. We touched upon libido. So what do you have that would help with a libido, Alex?
Because that decreases, yeah. I guess, as you get older too.
So many fun things, but you know.
So there is one libido product, although everything, if it's making you happier, if, you know, to take the daily gummies and less stressed and more sleep and all of that will always help your libido anyway. But we do have one product that is oil type.
It's like a lube oil, or what kind of oil is it?
Yeah, it's intimacy oil.
Intimacy oil. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We cover all the feminine.
Not only that, but there's even I don't know why this made me think of this, but we even have dog CBD treats. The whole spectrum, because I know that there's so many people who are, their dogs are their babies, you know, and they're real, and their dogs are barking and crazy and yappy and jumping and all that stuff. And they even have them for animals. It's really kind of, it's cool. It's all the categories.
Okay. So you've got lube and you've got dog treats. So everything.
All the things.
It's like a one-stop shop here.
It is. You know, and I think you guys are going to start hearing a lot more. Yeah. Like CBD is really on the uprise right now. Like their awareness is coming. It is becoming a huge industry. There's only a couple companies that really do it with that, you know, the certified organic. And so I think hearing Green Compass, the name now is going to make you start to hear it a little bit more often.
Yeah, I love that. We'll do a link in the bio so that if anyone's interested, how else can people find you? Are you guys on Instagram, or if someone has a question for either of you, how can they contact you?
Yeah, I'm just simply Katya_Johnson on Instagram. You can DM me. I'm happy to have any conversations.
Same, I'm on Instagram. I believe I'm Deb K. Dorman, Dorman.
Okay. We'll put the link in the show notes.
We'll put a link. And actually, we're the company for new clients, Alex, we gave you a link that would be great to share because it'll get them $10 off on their first order. Or you can get that buy one, get one deal. So lots of fun little things for first time customers.
Okay. We're going to get Nicole on this and give some updates.
Yes.
That'd be great. Yeah.
I'm going to spread the word.
I love it.
Touch of staff. So
and speaking of spreading the word, you know, I think that's what's so empowering is that, you know, women are the biggest spenders, right? Like we're the ones that change the whole, move the needle in all things. And so sharing this with your audience to provide them with a solution that is more holistic is such a great way to share through your podcast. So thank you so much for helping us spread awareness because we're still just getting started. You know, right now it's only a $4 billion industry and in 5 years it's going to be a $48 billion industry. So it's here to stay. It's not going away. And Green Compass is actually the number two hemp wellness-based company in the United States right now. And I think that is just testament to all the things that we're doing right. And we're also, you know, promoting regulation and just empowering women to make smarter, you know, more informed decisions for themselves and their loved ones.
So Nicole, what time is it?
It's my favorite time. It is unsolicited advice time.
So this is a fun time at the end that we do is unsolicited advice. I mean, we've all given a lot of advice, but if you just had to say one thing, which is hard for us women to do, what would you say would be your unsolicited advice, Deb?
Oh gosh.
I put you on first.
Oh, no, Kathy, you go first. I need a minute.
You mean just in general, like
in life?
Yeah.
In midlife?
Anything that you want to say.
Be serious.
Wait a second. I'll give you guys a minute to think. I do have another question for you. We totally forgot to ask, how do you feel about midlife? Like that's one of our first questions.
And
we're going to save it for the end. Yeah. So let's do that. And then we'll go into your unsolicited advice. Katya, how do you feel about midlife? The word, the season?
I love the season. I love being like older and wiser for sure. Like I feel much more confident and good in my own skin. I feel like I've experienced a lot in my 20s, so I'm not like regretting anything. I didn't miss out. I'm really enjoying just like being a mom and being a wife and having my circle be smaller than it ever was because I used to have a really big circle, hang out with a lot of people. And do things on the daily that fill my cup. The unpleasantness of midlife was all these things of imbalance that I went through myself, high cortisol, anxiety, my immune system not working as well, my metabolism slowing down. And it wasn't until these products that I really felt like I got a handle on it. So that's my plug.
I'm also really liking midlife. I feel like I'm in a spot where my kids are, you know, really fun ages. Like I have four and my littlest one is now in kindergarten. And like, I mean, you guys are all parents. Like it is world changing when they are a little bit self-sufficient.
Yes.
And my oldest one is starting to drive. So I feel like I'm like turning this corner of, you know, getting some help and being able to like live life. But I also just feel like I'm at that zone where I can like, I realize that things are important that I didn't make the time for before, like the girls' trips and the friendships, the exercise, you know, I'm newer to the CBD world and trying to, you know, add things to my diet and my health and all those things that I never really paid attention to before. So
because we didn't need to.
Error of me.
yeah, we didn't need to.
Exactly.
Or maybe we didn't think we needed to.
And we just didn't have time to. I mean, it was just you focus on the kids for so long, you know? And so
bringing it back to ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Some me time.
Yes. All right.
So unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
Yep.
So besides my Owala, because I think that everyone
I think that's your unsolicited advice. I think that's good. We gotta look up this new trendy thing.
It is good. They're great. They're great. I love products. I'm like Alex. I'm like, I like to find something and just share it with the world. Like, yes. I just want to tell everyone all the things. I hope everyone's using Rakuten. That's one of my, Rakuten. That's like one of my favorite little tricks that most people are like, I've heard of it, but which is one of those, like, you use it before you buy stuff and then you get money back. And it's like, you're like spending to save or something like that.
They find the deal for you, the cheapest.
Wait,
what are you talking about?
I'm going to tell you about it after.
Okay. If it's buying more things, I don't need it.
No. You're saving.
You're saving. It's girl math.
Okay. And then you can be like, Alex, but I saved 5%.
Yes, I know. He doesn't always believe me.
Okay, Katya, what's your unsolicited advice?
So I started saying earlier, be curious. And what I meant by that is whatever you're passionate about, it's never too late. I think sometimes we pigeonhole ourselves like, oh, we're midlife. Like our destiny, especially career-wise, for example, is if you are working, you know, mom or woman, it's already like set in stone. But I will tell you, I was in clean beauty for 10 years and built a really big business there. And 2 years ago, walked away from it and leaned into this industry and have built another business with Green Compass. And I never imagined I would have. And so like, you know, faith over fear, kind of like lean into your intuition, lean into our gut. It's there for a reason. And I just want to empower women to believe in themselves and that it's never too late, even in midlife.
Even past midlife.
Right.
Past like menopause, you know? I think I read something that Martha Stewart started her company when she was like 49 or in her 40s. So she gives me faith.
We see it all the time, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Okay, Nicole, what's your advice?
Thanks, ladies. Oh, what's your advice, Alex? I don't have any. I was so intent on listening to these ladies.
I think what I've learned today is like, don't ever settle, right? Like you can feel really good in midlife or after or whatever. So don't settle. Like take that moment to listen to your body and figure out what's going on. I mean, you know, if you're going to a regular doc and they tell you something and you don't believe it, like step a little further, ask questions, like empower yourself with knowledge because you don't have to feel bad. You deserve to feel good. So that's mine.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mine is, I mean, yes, think of yourself first, but also maybe think of your loved ones when maybe looking at some of these products because when I'm looking at line online and I'm thinking of my husband, how this may benefit him. I've already just decided what's going to benefit me, but I'm also looking for my family members because I want them to be healthy as well. So if I trust it for myself, I'm going to trust it for my children and for my husband. So,
I mean, my mom, dog. Yeah. And your dog, my mom loves the products too. I mean, the nice thing about this is it really does help everyone. It doesn't matter the age or the gender or I guess the species even.
Anyone with a spine.
I'm going to give it to my cat at night. I mean,
There you go.
Yeah, it's no make him relax at night. Jeez. Okay.
That's awesome. Well, thank you ladies so much. We appreciate your time and we will talk to you soon.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Don't Call Me Midlife. We hope you had as much fun as we did.
Absolutely. Your support means the world to us. If you're just waiting in the carpool line, don't forget to follow the show. And if you're feeling extra spicy today, leave us a rating and review.
Before we part ways, we've got a special invitation for you. Join our newsletter to stay in the loop with all things midlife magic, bonus content, and more.
Head on over to the show notes for how to sign up. We can't wait to keep the conversation going.
And of course, remember, in the whirlwind of life and motherhood, don't forget to fill up your own cup first.
You're extraordinary, and your journey is worth every moment.
Until next time,
cheers.